Since you're reviving the heritage, and this is from a day gone by, I thought I'd just take this audience back 700 years ago. Would you allow me to take you back 700 years ago? Back to the book of Isaiah and read you a verse of scripture. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. For unto us, by the way, that's what I'm going to talk on this evening. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. As I studied that portion of scripture in Isaiah, I know the background was of the disobedience of the children of Israel. They were facing doom and gloom. They were facing a conflict and calamity. They were getting ready to go into Babylonian captivity. And their days were going to be days of misfortune and days of misery. But Isaiah pinned down 700 years. And he said, I want you to know, I know you're in gloom. And by the way, that may be some of you. Your life's miserable. You feel like you're in gloom and doom. This Christmas season has made you kind of sad. But I want you to know, I want to point you to somebody that's going to come 700 years later. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, made of woman, made under the law. Somebody help me tonight. Unto us. You say, Preacher Smith, what did God provide to us in this little verse? Three things. First of all, for unto us a child is born. It speaks of his humble crib. And it speaks of him coming as a baby. The Jews expected a king. By the way, one of these days they're going to get one. Somebody help me. He was born in a manger. He identified himself with humans. The Son of God became the Son of Man, that we who are the Son of Men might be the sons of God. Woo! When he came in that humble crib, his mama that birthed him was a virgin. Oh, listen, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that, because that bloodline couldn't be tainted. Oh, her husband was nervous and thought about putting her away privately, but an angel came up and showed up to him and said what was born of her or conceived of her was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Child of God, we can rest happy this evening, because the blood that washed us from our sin was the blood of God, because he came humbly in a crib. Oh, Lord God, isn't this good old preaching from years gone by? Number two, I want you to notice the next little phrase. For unto us a child is born. Listen, this is awesome. Unto us a son is given. Oh, boy. You said, what do you mean there, Preacher Smith? Not only he come in a humble crib, but he came to hang on a humiliating cross. He was born in a manger, but his purpose was to come and die for you. In the manger, he was a child. But before the foundation of the world, before you ever breathed, before they hung a sun, the moon, or star, God said, I'm going to send my son. Because mankind's going to fail and fall and go down to the pit. But I don't want anybody to go to hell. I want the whole world to be saved. So I'm going to send him to be born of a virgin. Let him live 33 and a half years of a perfect life. Keep the law to the letter. Put the curse of the law on him. Nail the sins of the world to his cross. That whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord have mercy. You said whosoever. Hold it. I'll tell you. Do me a favor. Everybody in the audience do this. Breathe. That's you. If you've got breath in your lungs, you've got a chance to get saved. You're breathing God's wonderful air. God said, I love you and want to give my life to you. But that's not all. That's not all's in here. Listen to this. For unto us a child is born, that's the humble crib. A son is given. He hung on a humiliating cross. But, and the government shall be on his shoulder. Woo! That's an honorable crown. One of these days, he's not going to come as a lamb. He's not going to come as a lamb. He's going to come as a lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. And he's going to come to get his children. He'll get his church in the air. And then 7 years later after the tribulation, he'll come back with his church. Somebody help me. He's going to come and rule and reign. I want you to know something. You may not be facing the same captivity that Isaiah was speaking of the Jews. But if you're a sinner, you're facing a terrible hell. Somebody help me. But God said, his name shall be wonderful. Can I tell you, if you get saved today, he'll be the delight of your life. His name will be Counselor. If you get saved today, he'll help you in the decisions of life. His name will be Mighty God. If you get saved today, he'll help you through the dangers of life. His name is Everlasting Father. Somebody help me. He'll help you through the duration of life. Jeff, good to see you here in this old gathering. You know what, Jeff? He been with me when I got saved. He's still with me today, and he'll take me through any trial, any heartache, every mile. He'll take me because he's my Savior. And his name shall be called Prince of Peace. He's good for the disturbances of life. Listen again. For unto us, his humble crib, he came for you. Christmas is about him. He hung on a cross, a humiliating cross. He did it all for you. But one of these days, he's going to have an honorable crown that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord to the glory of the Father. Can I say to you, I know there's some people here lost. Why not confess him now and be saved? Because I want you to know, you will confess him. Why wait too late? You say, preacher, I'd like to be saved, but how? Realize you're a sinner. Realize if you died, you'd pay the penalty of sin, and that's death, separation from God. But realize that God commendeth his love toward us. And while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. And all you got to do, that if I shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now listen, and whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For unto us, bow your head with me. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Over this great crowd, I'd like to know how many of you, if you died tonight, know 100% sure you'd go to heaven. Raise your hand if you know. Hold them up high. Thank you. Pastor Jared's down here, going to be here. Thank you. How many right now, say, Preacher Smith, I couldn't hold my hand up, but I do want Christ in my life. I want to be saved before I die. I want to know the Lord. How many of you who's not saved tonight would say, I'd like for you to pray for me? Just raise your hand up. Let me see it real high. Just lift up high enough I can see it and hold it till I recognize you. God bless that hand. Somebody else? Somebody else? Just slip it up. Come on, slip it up. Yes? I want to tell you what I'm going to do. I want to invite you to Jesus. I want y'all all to stand. Choir, you do something for me here. Do an invitation song. If you raise your hand, or if you didn't, but you're lost, won't you come up here and meet Pastor Jared and let him lead you to Christ? Sing it. God bless. This is what we've been praying for months. Summer. Leader to Jesus.
What a God.
What a Christmas. Somebody else ought to come on. Opal been here for months now. Raise your hand this morning. Hey, choir. Hey, folk. It's worth it. Anybody else? Maybe you're a Christian and you're struggling. Things seem gloom and doom in your life. Why don't you come unto him tonight? That'll help you. That'll bless you. That'll make it real in your life. Well, glory to God. Oh, if you're unsaved, youngins, if you're unsaved, mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, if you're unsaved, you come on. Sing it. Y'all know you're in church tonight. Worship the King. Woo! Oh, choir. Wasn't it worth the practice? Wasn't it worth the effort? Well, hallelujah. Woo! We're still singing. Maybe you're pondering. Maybe you're thinking. You're saying, oh, if I can just put it off a couple of minutes. Don't put it off. Come on to him. Come on to him. Keep singing, choir. Keep singing. Can y'all sing with me? Oh. I may walk down here. Well, hallelujah. Hey, Opal, come here and hug me. Did you ask Jesus to save you? No, you're saved. Hug me. Hug me. Amen. Hey, there's some more just come to the altar. God, but give me a little kiss. Praise Lord God. Well, how many of y'all believe he's a prayer answering God? How many of you believe he's a thrice holy God? How many of you believe he's still on the throne here at Christmas? Folks are still praying. Got some more for my life. You know you ought to come. You're struggling in life. You don't have nobody. But I'll tell you, he's the help. He'll be your hope. You just come to him, sing a little more. Amen. Bless you, Ricky. Here's a dear saint. He just lost his mama. There's hope for you, Ricky. I'm glad Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Woo! Talk to me, Jared. Jared. Miss Teresa, did you come back to God today? Going to give your life to Him again. Somebody give God a hand. We're getting ready to leave now. I want all y'all to know something now. They tell me it's going to snow again. We ought to get 6 to 12 inches tonight. I want y'all to be careful going home. But I want to do something. I'm not dismissing with this prayer. I want to pray for this little boy who just lost his mama, lost his caregiver. And I want to help him here at Christmas. Father, little Ricky, been such a blessing to us. He lost his dear mama here at Christmas time. That's so tough, so difficult. May the grace of our Lord Jesus bless this dear feller. Help him. Touch him. Anoint him. And I'll praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. They're still over here at the altar. Lord have mercy. Some of y'all ought to sing a little longer. This thing ain't over yet. You know what? If I was you, and I was thinking about getting saved, I'd come on and get saved. Come on and get right with God. This is a wonderful night. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Woo! Amen. Church. Amen. We got some more getting down to business here. This thing ain't over yet. Here's somebody else. Somebody come and get the Bible. Help me. Somebody. One more soul winners. Get up here. Oh my Lord. You know this could be the greatest Christmas of your life. Yes, the Holy Ghost just decided to just hover here for a few minutes.
What a God.
What a God. Just like the star hovered back then. The Holy Ghost has hovered here now. And you better take advantage of it. You better get right with God. Repent or perish. Keep singing. Dear Heavenly Father, bless His name. Bless His name. If I was you, I'd make it on up here. Altar's still open. This dear fellow being saved, coming back to God tonight. Is that right, brother? Amen. Him and his wife are hugging together. Oh, what a night. Done took my breath. That's what Jesus do for you, boy.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Larry.
He's worthy.
This dear man has a lot of physical needs. just got robbed. He's been robbed here recently. Heart's broke. I'm going to pray for him too before I get done. Jerry Withrow. Jerry, I'm going to pray for you, Lord. Jerry's hurting real bad. Some terrible people took advantage of him. Beat him up and took his stuff. God, but I want to pray for their soul. But I want to pray for his comfort and his needs and take care of him and help him in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it seems like when you go back, Chad, to our heritage, the Lord kind of says, you know, if you're going to go back to your heritage, and you, how many of you decide you're going to stay in the old past, that I'll just bless you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Now it's getting ready to snow. Be careful. I want to pray. Dismiss you. Pray for Jerry. Pray for his needs. Father, thank you for this good hour. Thank you for this wonderful blessing. Thank you for Opal, for saving her. Thank you for those folks that got right and came back to God, uniting families. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for preaching liberty tonight. I'm glad for Christ. Now bless, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Give the choir one more big hand. Will you do it? Be careful and good night. Oh, yeah. I see the snow. I told you it's going to snow.